We're going to show you two videos. The first video I want you to understand is going to be, you know, what do they say on TV when it's got like body parts and just nasty shit and bodies and everything else? Viewer discretion, okay? If you don't want to see shit that's going to really look fucked up, okay, then you don't want to see this first clip, okay? Robinson, you need a few more minutes? We're good? Can we have Matt Robinson on the lights, please? Hey, you know, what did I say? If I get done in, it's going to be when? Aaron, what did I say? That's right. But I'm going to get done in because what I have to say is that critical. You want to know why the UFO people are here? Because they're very interested in what I'm going to say to you guys. Okay? And it may not be important in our decade, but it's going to be important down the line. They're going to say, when did it? And they already know anyway. Don't matter. So now I'm talking time. We've been talking time, haven't we been talking time? All those probabilities, it's going to take somebody like me to do heavy crunching to outmaneuver people who already know the future and know what you're supposed to do. As a navigator, as a student of higher balance, as a student of mind, you will notice that your teachings have never been singular. I never worked on you guys to just be, or never wanted you just to be, a healer, an astral projector, a telepathic person, a psychokinetic person, a telekinesis person. I never encouraged that. And even though you guys might have came to me with that being your path, kind of, or you kind of thinking, this is my work, light working on people, da-da-da-da-da. Maybe, you know, doing this or that, or maybe my interest was just ghosts or spirits or something. When you got a taste of this, did you not know that your taste was all of a sudden much broader? What we're going to share with you in large. Who's this now? Why does he have to come with the headlights? Can he dim them? What's he doing? Why is he driving up here now? Why isn't he here? Where do you have to go? Huh?
Planning on driving you back, Robert.
It won't matter when I get back. I'll be fine then. They're all fucked. Well, yeah, I know. Maybe I'm getting a little psychotic, I guess, too, or talking voices. I try to pretend I don't hear him. This way nobody knows. Anyway. You don't have one ability. Do not limit yourself to one ability, two ability, or three ability. You are a fool if you do. You must be able to adapt to your situation. You must be able to multiply your skills and utilize them in such a way to deal whatever situation you're in. Do you understand? Now, macro, micro. One of the things that gets me very upset, and I never say anything, is that I find that it's the same thing with human beings largely all the time, unless you militarize them, okay? Or do something like, you know, you get a football team, it's, to me, it's militarized, okay? It's very rare for human beings to really all kind of unite on things, unless it's absolutely critical, and when it's over, they kind of just, now they get back to their own selfish, individual little shit, okay? I find often the same problem with you guys. And them, too. Don't listen. Nothing personal. Okay? I'm not talking to any one specific person in here. You guys always make it personal. It pisses me off. It's not fucking about you or you or you or you. It's about how it all works. Do you understand? And if you're going to be a good teacher someday, if you're going to be a good master someday, if you're going to be the fucking shit, okay? I don't even give a crap about it. If you're going to serve the one, you better have your marbles all correct. Okay? It's not about you. If you wanted to, you could directly work on somebody and do what you have to do and perform a fucking miracle if you had to. That's what your training is so versatile that you could do. You could help any one person, two people, whatever you wanted to do. What I want, okay, is I want you guys to be unified. I want you guys to be together. I want you guys to be the fucking wings. The wings. How many fucking feathers does it have to take to make a wing? Do you get it? How many feathers? How many times have you looked at a single feather? How many times does it take a feather to make a wing, to lift a being, a creature? You just see the wing. That's it. You see one individual, micro, macro. Use your knowledge. Use your flipping brilliant genius you have learned. Can you see? Can you understand? If you want to be individual, you can be the feather. It's not a problem with that. I do the individual thing often. The question is, who do I choose? Who do I choose if I was a healer to heal? How many? Who? Who deserves it? Are any of you guys more privileged than other people? Who deserves it more? Can I do you all? Can I? One at a time? Speed? Roll the tape. Hang on. The lights can only go off once he can see what he's doing. Go ahead. You ready? Are you good? You're good. Lights. Sounds a little sharp. Lights off!
I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
And I'm pissed about it, to be honest with you. Had to come here myself!
All exactly from the fire escape. Cursing my name. I got a basket full of limbs in there.
Who gets it? Who gets my fucking help? And you guys troll on me, begging for attention. Selfish. Tell me, who do I choose? Who do you choose? Now that I've given you what you need as your awakening, who do you fucking choose? There's no fucking reason. Who do we choose? Who do we choose? Who do we choose? Pick. Make the big decision. You want to choose your kid? Who do you choose? Lights. Life. Selfish. Individual selfish. Who do we choose? Who do we choose? Tell me. Raise your hand. Who do we choose? Exactly. Who do we choose? Everyone. I choose everyone. I choose everyone. Number two isn't going to be as graceful, but it's the answer. I am so sick and tired of those who want to keep us in fucking unchanged in the old ways because they are fucking afraid of technology. They're afraid of it. They don't like change. Well, everything in the universe changes. Tell me something that remains the same. Tell me one thing that remains the same. Not even fucking God remains the same. It's the only time I apologize. Anyway. Technology. We gotta quit with the thinking about herbal medicine, crystals. I'm okay with all that. I'm okay with it. It's all good. It's all good. And I want that. But you guys cannot deny the technology or remain ignorant to it because you don't want to deal with it. I'm so sick of you guys putting aside science medication, okay, in exchange for self-treatment. Herbally. I'm for the herbal tech. Yes, fine, okay? But don't shun the technology because I'll tell you, the technology is going to save your life. Okay? The technology is going to save your life and I'll prove it right now. Y'all should be dead. Y'all should be dead right now. Why do you think you're alive? 10 to 1, maybe not everybody, but a good majority of you would be dead right now. You know why? If you roll up your sleeve, you're going to see two little fucking circles on your arm. What are they? Louder. And what does it do? Now, where did it come from? Did it come from religion? It didn't come from the virus itself. It did. But it came from fucking science. It came from research. It came from people figuring out how to fucking put two and two, making four. It took time and research and advancement and handing the decades of knowledge to the next generation. To the next generation. To the next generation. And improved and improved and improved. And it was those in religion who tried to crush it and stop it. And then you guys gawk. Gawk at the idea of the religion. Yeah, they basically hung practically anybody who was a scientist. I mean, look at you know, look how they fought. And then you guys sit there and yeah, they did. Yet you do it every day. Nothing personal. Not I know there's people who don't. Okay, but I'm talking. You guys know which ones I'm talking about. And you're like, oh, yeah, they did all this. They crucified people practically because they thought, they think, the world, everything rotates around the world. Well, yeah, that's the way it is because this is the way it is. And there's heaven and everything rotates around us. No, we rotate around the sun. Torture him. Rip his flesh off. Brand him for that blasphemy of thinking. Oh, you guys agree. But yet, give me my herbal medicine. Give me my elixir. I'm going to fix it. And yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But why would you... Why? There's so many people I talk to in one-on-ones. I just blows my mind. When I ask them about their health... And then they tell me after, you know, well, this and this and this and this. And I says, well, When's the last time you had cholesterol checked? Frank, where are you? Please, I don't mean to be mean. You're going to help a lot of people. But you know what? You owe me a favor, and I'm asking for it now. All right, God, please, I don't need anybody falling, okay? Can I, let's see a mic. I want you to, listen, I'm not here for ego. I'm not here for ego. I'm not doing this for my ego. Everything I do is for the one. Everything I do is for all of you because you're part of the one, just like the blood cells in your body. You're one. That's what I do. I recognize it for what it is because my mind can go where yours guys can't. But you guys are getting damn close. And yeah, I think you're going to pass through the finish line and I'm going to help you get there. Now, are you ready? I'm sorry to do this to you.
Right. As long as I can help.
Okay, take the mic and you got to put it close to your mouth. And I want you to start a little bit from the beginning, from, you know what I'm saying? Don't just jump and give the punchline. They're not going to learn so much. Go ahead. I mean, you got to do it in 30 words or less.
Okay. I was at a retreat.
Closer to your mouth.
I was at a retreat in Portland a couple of years ago. And
Higher balance retreat.
And
probably went, cabin.
Went over to Eric's and had supper. And we were talking and he said, basically I more or less said that I needed to work on my... mind chocolate because my health was kind of going down. Anyway, a couple months later, I was working on my mind chakra.
Whoa, what did I tell you to do? Well, maybe I told you jack shit, right?
No, I said more or less that I needed to work on my mind chakra and more or less forget about the chi and the heart chakra.
It was very important. Okay? Because if you worked on the chi and the heart chakra, you wouldn't be here today, in my opinion. Or you would be, but not all of you.
Right.
So anyway, it's important to specify that.
Yes. But in September, I did have a stroke. And I was in the hospital for about 10 days. And I fully recovered. And I think it's all to Eric's insight and
your wisdom to
yes.
Okay and mm-hmm. And so he has no sin. Well, here, let's do a holy roll of religious Baptist under the tent. Can you do just a little jig?
Nothing going on.
Just a little jig with the foot like this. Thank you. Okay. Great. So he tells me, he thanks me. Gracious. Mm-hmm. gracious. Okay, so I ask him the right question. What did I ask you? When did you have a cholesterol check done last?
Right, I haven't. Anyway, Eric told me I had a check in second chance, and I'm basically wasting it. So I promised I would.
Because you expect God to come down and keep fixing you each time there's a problem? Are you that special?
No, I need to take it up.
Did you see the film?
Yes.
Why were you chosen over them? Now you're going to not check your cholesterol?
No, I'm going to check it for sure.
Do you get my point?
I got it.
I know.
Come on. Thank you.
Go down this way and go down carefully. I know it ain't much, but, you know, I've done worse off of short steps. Are you guys seeing my point? Look, I like this one. I like this one. Listen, let me word this the best way I can. Why did you at least make it to 30 when most human beings should be dead by 30? Because that was the evolutionary pattern. And we, through technology, extended life and the quality of life. What does that mean? Look, okay? The quality of life. And still yet, I won't even get into the fact of a lot of shit that drives me nuts, okay? Because I'm going to get off track. But the point is, okay? I blow microchips in my head sometimes. It's getting to that point where I get so upset about stuff. Better yet, not me, the one doesn't need you if you're going to let yourself get all fucked up. If you're not going to give yourself a quality... I need you... Listen, I'm not putting all this knowledge into you. I'm not putting all this time into you. I'm not putting my... Christ's sake, I mean, I should be dead 10 times from a stroke myself at this point with all the insanity of what I do to make my physical body satisfy your hunger to awaken. If you only knew. If you only knew. These guys see it sometimes. And they're like, you got to stop. You got to stop. You got to slow down. You got to pull away from it because you won't stop. You keep giving and they keep wanting. Your body, the body, the blood pressure, it can't take it 24/7. But I push. The mind is stronger than the body, and I push, and it's getting dangerous. Now, why would you not utilize technology to its fullest? I understand insurance. I get it. And I believe in nationwide insurance that's free. I believe in that, okay? But a lot of people are like, well, we have to pay the tax. You think I want to give my money to that? I do. Because I don't think I'm selfish. I'm not selfish. I'm not selfish. You have to educate yourself on the medical industry. You have to educate yourself on all these things, okay? Because if you don't, you're ignorant. You're ignorant and you choose to be ignorant. You choose to be ignorant if you don't try to understand it. We are a modern civilization, maybe not an advanced civilization, but like birds of a feather, we flock together and we have an opinion and we can influence other people to have an opinion. We can educate them. We can inform them. Education is power. Knowledge is power. We're not powerless. We're not. I got news for you. There's an army of like-mindedness. They don't have to be fully white cell to your level, but it's your job with your brilliance, with your knowledge I'm giving you, not to just be like, look what I can move, look what I can do, look what I can move my mind through what galaxy. You got to be 1 foot here too. 1 foot here. Is that not what I teach in Higher Balance? So I say go up to the Guru Mountain and forget the fucking world and just work on your own enlightenment and just be like, whatever. I never taught that. I said, you got to be in this world. You have to relate to the world. That's what you're here for. You can't just be selfish and be all about this. Most of the time, you don't have a choice but to be in this one. That's why you say, I'm trying to get in that one. I get it. But sometimes you don't get it because you get so infatuated with stuff that you're not really staying abreast on things. Do you understand? Your consciousness is starting to evolve. Many of you, I already told you, you already entered the enlightenment cycle. You're there. Many of you guys have entered it from the teaching. Many of you guys are going to enter it probably in the next 6 to 18 months. I mean, you guys represent, I mean, you know, I mean, there's others out there that are Higher Balance that couldn't make it. And they're there too. But you know, you guys really, you guys did what you had to do to get here. Who knows, beg, borrow, steal. I don't want to know because it'll just upset me even more. Okay? But we all do what we got to do. And believe me, I ain't having a party on the cash either, okay? We got bills, believe me. More bills than this all brought in. This is a minor dent, so it ain't about money. Trust me, it's because I have to do this too. But I want to at least. At least I got something I do that I love, which I know most people don't have. But you know, I worked and did and had to do what I didn't want to do for many, 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 many years. And you guys know the story. I'm not going to go there. Your consciousnesses are starting to affect other consciousness. What do I always say? What's the big master plan to a certain degree that I hinted about? If I have enough white cells on the planet, we act like noids, we can send a broadcast out and it affects all the other sheep, bull, okay? It has an effect. And I get sick and tired of these, you know, it's like, I'm not as big as these organizations, okay? I'm not as big as some of these gurus out there who've got, you know, millions of followers, but they've been at it for a long time, okay? And I look at it as a business in some ways too. That's how you gotta look at it some ways, because this is this kind of world. That's how it operates. That's why I had to come here, because I am from a place that's very modern. Do you understand? So I could look at technology and I didn't fear it. Other gurus are like, you know, they want to go with pen and paper all the time because that's the era they're from. They get it, but they slow other students down because they're not encouraging them to progress. Eat your bowl of rice. Drink your water. That's it. Eat your leaves from the tree for your nutrition, for your vitamins. Give me a fucking break. You're lucky to have me, trust me. Eat your Ho-Hos and Twinkies. Fuck it. Anyway. No, I don't. I don't believe in that. Don't. Yeah, I try. I've been trying a lot more, if you haven't noticed. Okay, I figure I have to be an example, so I'm going to have to keep slapping them down whether I want to or not. It's got to go. Well, that's good. They always say, tell everyone what you're going to do, then it pressures you to make sure you follow through. So I'm royally screwed right now. I'm already regretting it in my head. So the point is, your consciousness is starting to affect other things, other beings, other people. Whether you realize it or not, you are. Maybe there's resistance in your inner core, whether it be, you know, family or something you have to see all the time. Believe me, I'm telling you, they're starting to waver. Do you understand? They're starting to come around a little. The answer, in part, is going to be what I'm going to show you right now. Okay? I'm going to have... It's not as good of a flowing video. Believe me. You all need to be very grateful to Eric Robinson, who's been up to 2 a.m., getting up early in the morning, doing what he has to do, teaching his classes, and then sitting there doing chiseling to get this thing cut and stuff, and then these guys all busting their ass, but you know, some of these guys had to pull. I'm like, 2 days before we go, this is a four-month job. I'm like, by the way, I want you guys to get all these clips on this particular subject and that particular subject, and they better be fucking great shit. And they're like trying to manufacture t-shirts, and they're trying to do this, and they're trying to do that. And I say I'm a great teacher, but I'm also a pain in the ass royally, okay? And if they can tolerate me, they deserve whatever they can get from me, okay? And then some. But I'm very demanding, and I forget that sometimes, because I think everybody operates like I operate. And they try to meet that standard, and you know, and I'm the crazy scientist, like, you know, all day long. I don't want you guys to come to conclusions. You will. It's natural, okay? But don't, just let me, believe me, there's another part three, okay? Because I'm going to put it all together for you, okay? And I'm already hinting. We have to be unified. That's our strength. The other thing is we need more. We need more of us, desperately. And you guys are trained and taught well enough that it's time you guys go hitting the pavement and you start educating, and knowledge is power. Start liberating white cells. Okay? Now I sound like religion, but you know what? I have to, if I can't beat them, I'm not going to join them, but I'm going to fight with their same fucking tactics if I have to. That's what it takes. The answer. Lights. How are you going to see me if I tell you to stop? Just let it flow, and if you hear me say stop, try to stop. This is going to be a little jumpy because we're not millionaires like they claim I am, okay? I'm lucky if I'm a thousandaire and I get my paycheck in the like everybody else. I have to make sure I don't bounce my WAMU account, so they charge me $300 for $2 overcharge. Okay, if you only knew. If you only knew. Go ahead. All right, what's happening? The robes? All right, we're good? We're good. The answer, and it's spiritual. Trust me, I'll show you, I'll prove it. Remember what you just seen earlier. How are we going to help the world? All of them. How? Thank you. How are we going to save the world? How? You want to live for 200 years? We can do it in our lifetime. In our lifetime. Think of the knowledge we can compact to be masters in this dimension and to help even more. Science is our friend. We got to quit with the spirituality and saying it's not. Well, I hope somebody just didn't turn that down. What's the problem? The answer.
Four, three, two.
$10 billion in the making.
How did you know?
Life on a computer screen, but it's no ordinary blip. This is the first particle beam to circle the Large Hadron Collider, also known as the Big Bang Machine. The first step in recreating the first moments after the Big Bang and unlocking the secrets of the universe.
You've got to get it understanding how things are made. You've got to understand science too, because every atom you made was fused to a primordial hydrogen in a star, which exploded before the sun formed. We are literally the ashes of long dead stars.
The planet beamed particles around 27 kilometers or 17 miles of underground track at nearly the speed of light to smash them together and recreate conditions less than a microsecond after the Big Bang. The most highly anticipated, the Higgs boson, also known as the God particle, theorized but not yet proven to exist. Scientists believe it gives matter its mass, allowing for the formation of stars, planets, and whole galaxies. Researchers also hope to find evidence of new particles, new dimensions.
Did you think I was going to stop at CERN?
That it's one of Einstein's lesser known ideas. Although a simple cup of coffee can show you, within that rotating region of space, you can travel.
We've already figured it out. We just got to have the money to build stuff. They don't have the money.
So you travel faster than the speed of light. And for them, you will disappear from sight as you travel back into the past.
The money will develop the rest of the technology for us to get there. And we can do it in our lifetime. If we get off our asses.
It turns out that light is much more effective at twisting space and time.
Brilliant man!
My idea is to use circulating light beam to twist space and close time into a loop.
An energy particle, fired on a corkscrew-shaped path down into this tunnel, would wind its way into the past.
This is where we're at. This is what we understand already. It's not science fiction. Not a drop of science fiction here. Not a drop. This is where we're at.
Very hypothetical. And what they do is they connect different parts of space and time.
The Einstein-Rosen mathematical wormhole arose from studying black holes.
Parallel universes. We're already figuring it out. We're already figuring it out.
Some took a form of three-dimensional membranes, like our own universe. Others were merely sheets of energy. Then there were cylindrical and even looped membranes. Within no time at all, the 11th dimension seemed to be jam-packed full of membranes.
We began to ask ourselves the question, who lives in that dimension? We have intersecting membranes. We have membranes with holes in them. We have membranes that look like donuts or have many different kinds of donut holes. We're just littered with different kinds of membranes. This 11th dimension not only had the membrane, which was the
bubble-like or sheet anomaly. But it had a whole wealth of different brains of varying dimensions, unfortunately called pea brains.
Each of these membranes was a possible other universe. M-Thing had unwittingly made the idea of parallel universes respectable again.
We're there already. We just need the money to finish the technology.
Professor Miami has.
In our lifetime, we can do this. 10 years, we could. We're already in the fringe.
It's an interesting question to figure out how something that small could actually be that useful. My major interest is the interaction of nanostructures and light.
Blood cells. Blood cells in your body. Oh, look, technology in your body is a virus, it's cancer. Oh, look, it knows, it's finding it. It's so microscopic you don't even know it exists.
Using nanotechnology to create synthetic organisms for healing. The year was 2010 in Berlin. This is Sabrina. Sabrina's neurological disorder causes electrical shorts in this spine.
She can't walk. There's nanotechnology, little micro robots the size of blood cells.
Sabrina injects herself with three species of these synthetic organisms.
Synthetic, man-made. Get him!
Into Sabrina's brain, where her neurons are under attack. Virus is ravaged in neural nuclei.
Bad guys!
The virus targets a healthy neuron. An antiviral nanite detects the intruder and moves to intercept it.
Beautiful. Beautiful what this is. Beautiful. You want to live to 200? We can do it in 10 years, I figure. Not if you guys don't get behind it. We can give the blind back their sight. We can get rid of cancer forever. We can get rid of diseases. We can get rid of... It's immortality, virtually.
Sabrina and her avatar physical therapist practice Tai Chi, they are bonding, evolving, going beyond.
The technology is studying her so it knows how to help her. It's mimicking everything about her. So something changes, it can fix and hold her in time, literally her youthfulness.
Her perception of existence. Sabrina is no longer merely Sabrina.
It has to study and understand. If something changes, you age, you got to bet the certain glands start to whatever, yeah, fix it instantly. You can remain whatever age you want. You can even turn the time back for your body. 80 years old, forget it, choose 20. It'll start changing you.
Process of synthetic evolution very much akin to our own human evolution. In this arena of accelerated change, 50 millennia of human history are compressed down to the proverbial blink of an eye. We are at this point now.
Lights! You understand where I'm going with this? Enough with fighting with the front for... Listen, The pharmaceutical companies are a problem. Absolutely. They're out of control. They're out of control. They're controlling the doctors now. The doctors are fighting back. Don't think they're dummies. They know. But they're forced into these things. Economics, you know, their management, the hierarchy of power, we, the people, forget just whites, we, the people, have to start empowering the people who have good new ideas. I seen a film, Michael Moore, I think it is, and I only caught the end tail. Now, look, Michael Moore's a good guy, but he's out to make a buck too. You got to keep that in mind, okay? So everything, like the lessons you learn, not everything is what you think it is. Not every intention is really good when it looks good. Did you not learn this today? Did I not play all the roles? Okay? But I don't have anything against Michael Moore. He's doing a good thing, and so I'm willing to look on. You know, I think it's a little dramatic. He has to stretch it, otherwise you guys are bored and you don't even want to educate yourself. So he has to put a little flavor into it. You get it? Otherwise you're like, and then that's it. But you need to go. He goes on to the. He does a great job, but. You know, he shows over in Europe, in certain countries, they have unified medicine, okay? Meaning that, I mean, even with the Cuban, they have it, okay? For Christ's sake, Cuba, okay? And the lady was able to, she says, I can't afford this medicine for my disease. And she's like, it's like $100 for a bottle, and I got like 9 bottles I need per month. I can't pay my bill. I don't know, I'm going to die. So he takes him to Cuba, and they walk up to the doctor. The doctor's free. He writes a prescription. He gives it to her. She goes in there to the hole in the wall. They have all these medicines from our pharmacies and pharmacies from Europe, okay? She gives the slip that she didn't pay for, okay? The lady looks at it, goes over, brings over the medication, puts it down, and she says, the lady says to her, how much do I owe you? She's thinking, maybe Michael Moore's the millionaire, he better pay for it. And the lady says, $1. Fucking dollar. To make me cry. A fucking dollar. What the fuck is going on? He made a very good point, even if he added a little flavor to do it. He had to make sure people were amused enough to keep attention, because people got short attention spans, okay? That's reality. Hence, you guys need me to get you where you got to go too, right? Go watch the film sometime. Educate yourself. Don't be ignorant. How many people in here have seen that film, by the way? Raise your hand high. Great. How many people didn't raise your hand high? Take a look around. I'm sure there's a lot of films you guys didn't see. You can't see everything. You don't know what's what. But I'm telling you, I'm doing my job. I'm saying you got to look at this. You got to really watch it. Don't go to the bathroom and leave the TV running. TiVo it. Make sure you see every. The most frustrating thing for me is when I think there's a good movie or a good piece of information and I have these guys watch it. And halfway in the movie, I see them like this. Okay? Like what? Is not enough sparkles up there to keep you going? For 2 hours? Not even 2 hours, an hour and 34 minutes. You understand what I'm saying? Make yourself. I don't care. Do it. I'm not for Red Bull or anything like some of these fools are, but, you know, have yourself a cup of coffee then, okay? Do what you got to do. If I say it's good, there must be something there. If you trust me, if you don't trust me, don't watch it. Is it just me or is it human as all hell up here? Can I get something to blow a little bit on me maybe? I'm the one stomping around up here. Take your time, not a mad rush, before you rip the circuitry out of the wall, trying to make me happy here fast. Now, most spiritual people have psychologically been trained. I repeat, most spiritual people have been low. Thank you, beautiful. Just turn it a little bit more towards me in the chair. Thank you. Most spiritualists, and we're spiritualists, I mean, if we have to round it off, that's what we are. We're not really religious, but we're spiritual. We're definitely not religious. Have been trained sociologically to feel that science is the enemy. That there has to be a separation between us. That there has to be like this, it's like this inner kind of thing. Like you kind of like, you know, nah, they're taking away traditionalness. They're taking away our sense of environments. Listen, that's the church from hundreds of years ago programming into the people, and it, we're still feeling it in this day and age. We think we're so modern, okay? Don't personalize it. I'm not talking about everybody's thinking the same. I know some of you guys are a hell of a lot smarter and you're already onto it, but you know there's a few people a little slow, okay? So don't make it personal. It's not about you. There's video, there's plenty of other dummies I have to point this shit out to, okay? And they're all dummies to begin with, so don't take it personal that now I'm calling you a dummy. That's how I get a little shock out of you. Get a little pissed off at me, but you listen more. Get it? Now, how do we, amongst all our other skills and us doing work on a smaller level and individuals and then training and doing our stuff, and then, you know, we got dark side individuals we got to deal with, we got other crap to deal with, yada, 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 yada. It's the micro shit we're dealing on. That's your individualness and your exploratory, which is necessary, and this shit you're going to have to throw down at times and say, bring it on, you know? That's fine. There's a warrior in us, okay? This is not our only job. That's why you guys have been learning to do a lot of shit. You understand? If I thought healing the world was your only fucking job, then that's all I would have taught you. Do you understand? So I don't want you to be like, oh, shucks, that was the big plan? It's a piece. Look, there's not enough time to give you every piece, okay? But this is a big piece. This is huge. This is one of the real critical pieces. And you need to be intelligent enough to see how fucking major it is. Who here does not want to live to 200 years old? That's right. Because I was waiting for the idiot to go, oh, okay, I'm ready to get off the road. I want to do my... Bullshit. Okay? Bullshit. Because there is an instinct, it's like there's an instinct for survival of life which you have in you. So is there an instinct to serve the one, to serve the organic to the best of your ability. That's why you want to really survive. Trust me, you don't know it, but that's really why. It's not just the survival to be youthful and young and just, you know, hippity-scoppity. I'm kind of afraid to die still. What all the shit I learned from Pepin still. It's normal. It's normal. It's your self-preservation. How many people in here would love to live, not 200 like this, 200 like this? Huh? We have to fight to protect the collective of science. Let me tell you, let me point out something to you. Let me point out CERN, okay? Where is CERN at this moment in its development? Does anybody know? Does anybody know have they fired it? Have they gotten it? Have they got to the real firing yet? Have they got the real data yet? Or is it the test data? Does anybody know where we are at this moment? Go ahead, stand up. Here. Catch. Talk slow and clear, foreigner, okay? We outnumber you, okay? And do it in 30 seconds or less. You want to come up here? You look like you need a little bit of attention here, okay? All right, okay.
According to my knowledge, they want to test fire CERN or the collider, but something went wrong with the magnets and they're fixing it, and it's expected to be online in September for the next month.
I'm not done with you yet. When was it supposed to be online and fired? How many years have they been building it? When was it supposed to be right? How long did it take to build it? How long did it take to build it? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take a guess. I don't know either. Probably 10 years, I think. maybe more. 10 years or more building this thing now. When was it supposed to fire? Do you remember?
I think in the beginning of this year.
In the beginning of this year, and it should have been a sure thing for the most part. I mean, you know, you're not talking sloppy work here. Okay, you're talking every fucking detail. Every detail. Every detail. Even me would be like, it's not my thing. But I get it on a broad sense. But really, I mean meticulous. Does anybody know how many times they thought, this is going to go now. This is a go. There's no way that anything could go wrong. We're ready. If this moment happens, does anybody know what I said on the NAV site? Does anybody recall what I said when that moment happens? Whether you realize it in that moment. But if we go back in history and we say, when was the real moment it really happened and you know, mankind leaped into the future? It's the moment it really happens. At that moment, we begin our immortality for our species, our survival, our space exploration. When do you begin life in this world? When you come out? When you come out the chute? Or is it the moment of conception when the male and the female can join and it creates a... That's really the moment. Now, I don't want to get into pro-life. And everybody knows I'm definitely choice, okay? But I got my stipulations and how I stand on that. Let's not get into all that, okay? The point being is it's a critical thing. Forget the rest of the technology, because the problem is it's having the same problem. Okay? Where there should be breakthroughs at certain time periods, it's like something's... It's always a fucking problem. This shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Just it's as if something does not want it to get to where it wants. It's trying to slow it down. Maybe it even wants it to slow down enough. It doesn't matter if it goes. Once it can slow it down past this line, okay? If this line is moving, I don't know how to. I'm not gonna break down time. I'll make it quite simple, okay? Here we are. Here's the timeline coming. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. Oh, we didn't make it. Now we got it. Don't fucking matter. We're fucked. Our species is fucked. Okay? Sorry for the F words. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know how you would say it. Okay? How's it going to be? Don't matter. I could give you a number of different ways. It's not going to just be one specific one either. If we can get there in time, the possibilities are endless. How many people want to be on a galactic spacecraft cruising through the universe? No, you don't, right? You don't, because you want your herbal stuff and you want your vitamins and that's going to cure everything and you're going to give it to your ailing best friend who's got breast cancer and you're going to say, do all these things. Yeah, you know, you don't need treatment. Yeah, just take these herbs and you'll be okay. Okay, do the treatment and the herbs and, oh my God, yeah, I cured you. My herbs cured your breast cancer. Had nothing to do with the chemotherapy, I'm sure. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sure the herbs helped. I'm ripping the herbs because I gotta make you see the flipping point. And some of you guys are just downright ridiculously stubborn. Keep the system as healthy as you can. Don't follow me. Do as I say, not as I do. I have to work on it now too because I'm feeling age a little bit. And I'm like, it's not about me. It's about me getting my shit straight because I have to serve the one. I can't be selfish. I have to start thinking about what I'm doing. The body's getting a little bit low. The problem's still there, okay? And I have to serve all of you guys. And if I get fucked up, what happens? You think you guys are all going to come listen to me when I'm like, what the fuck are you doing still up here? Get out of here. Yes, nutrition, yes. I mean, come on, we're not dumb. Good foods, clean foods, cut the fat out, yada, yada, yada. It's been said a million different ways, okay? No crazy chemical, biochemical stuff. Just do it right. Do it right, people. Do it right. Yeah, you're going to get a little pot belly still. Yeah, you can get a little old age. Yeah, you're going to have all that. I guarantee you, you can probably hold off the majority of illnesses. But you know, you weren't supposed to make it this far to begin with. And ancient man, you think they didn't have nutrition? Even when they had the best nutrition, they still dropped dead from bacterias and viruses and plagues and everything else. Okay, the plague's coming. What vitamin are you going to keep to protect you? Tell me. Everybody's dropping dead. Oh, I did my vitamin C and that's going to protect me. Oh, well, it just wiped out all the South America and they're picking every fruit and eating it all. They're all dead. We came from some bolts over and wiped them all out. So much for their vitamin C. Right or wrong? It helps, but you've got to accept the fact that technology is going to help a bit more. So you got to take 12 pills for whatever you got if you need it, whether you're young or you're old. Okay. If the technology evolves, you can take 3. If the technology evolves, you can take 1 that used to be 12. If the technology evolves, you can get 1 shot in your arm and never have to fucking think about the problem again. If the technology evolves, you never have to take the shot because floating in the air are the particles that have the programming and they're going to instantly detect in the society who's got what problem. And the second you breathe in, it's going to multiply itself inside your body, take care of the problem. And once it checks out the rest of your body through a total body scan that you're not even aware because you're shopping for shoes. You're shopping for shoes and it's happening. You know, it's this fucking technology is brilliant. And all of a sudden it says, okay, we're done. And you, all of a sudden you get a little pass, a little gas. You know, that was strange. It's done. It's done. You don't even know what happened. Amazing, but true. You never would have believed 100 years ago we'd have color TV. Never would have believed. I mean, I don't know exactly my dates, but you get in the picture. 200 years ago, you never believed you would have. You forget a phone with a cable and shit. Come on. Yeah, where the fuck is it? It's coming. Never would have believed it. You won't believe it. You're going to look back in 20 years and now we're going to say, how did we ever survive? How did they ever survive in the Stone Creek with the lawn tree? How long ago do you think that was? I have a friend, passed away, but his grandmother, okay, was telling me how she lived in Virginia and they would live up in the mountaineers, obviously a little bit behind, okay? And she was telling me how they had to wash it in the creek for the longest time, and when they got a washing machine, they all stood there in the room looking at the washing machine. It wasn't even running. They just, the idea of how it changed their life was like, fuck, I actually get to do something for myself while the machine's doing it for me. Can you imagine? But you get it. Enough time on that. Back to the problem. Does anybody know how many times CERN, major potential breakthrough, should have fired and worked? Can anybody give me a guesstimate? How many tries?
Three.
I think actually it might have been more than that. Not only that, I'm willing to bet it was much more than that because I'm willing to bet that they're not even going to tell us, okay, that they actually pulled it off, okay? When they're going to really do it, it's going to be the one where they tell the public it happened now. Do you understand? It'll be staged. Most things are staged. You never know. Unless you're a smart guy, most of it's all staged. But you know what? I don't really care. What I care about is do whatever you got to do as long as you don't harm anybody and you get us to progress to where we are. Some people are afraid of CERN because it's supposed to maybe potentially, possibly, and it's true, could open up a black hole and just vacuumize everything and we're all fucking fucked. True. Do you want to live to 200? Raise your hand if you do. Are you going to live to 200 currently with the technology? I figure if we're guaranteed we're going to go sooner or later and check out, I'm willing to take a little bit of a gamble as long as you really assure you did your fucking numbers really fucking good. Real fucking good. Do you think the people at CERN want to die? Do you think they want to open up a black hole? Do you think they don't have anybody they love, and if they lost them, they would have an ache in their heart that was just like terrible? Do you think? Or do you think they're just like little robots and they don't care about life? They don't care about, they're just so obsessed with breaking through this technology that they can't even think. That they what do? They finish their 8 hours of work and then they return and they go over to here and there's a little like plug and they take their ass and they shove it into it and they go like this and recharge back up again, okay? And then they come back out and they start working on it. And then the reality is they go home. They fight with their husbands. That's right, I made a woman the scientist. They fight with their husband. I say, will you fucking bring home a paycheck, you asshole? Quit watching soap operas. Well, you do pretty good, honey, and you did tell me I could take it easy for a while. She says, that's fucking 6 months ago. And then they go upstairs, they make love. They lay in bed talking about their children in the next room, their hopes, their dreams for them, what their child did that day. They talk about their teenage son or daughter and how crazy they've gotten and how they're going to turn out like their lunatic aunt or uncle was into that crazy cult fucking crap and meditating and doing all this shit and everything else. You think it's going to happen to them? We better keep them away. They're not out to do what's in. They're not a buy. They don't even trust one another. That's how you know what I'm saying? They're like, okay, you think in the important part they're going to hand it to the village idiot, the key to push the button anytime? You know, we're going out for coffee. Watch the shop, by the way, you know. Make sure you don't misplace the key to the fucking switch. You think they're being sloppy? We have to take a chance. You have to understand it. When you can internalize that, you will unlock the fear that you're broadcasting. There's a reason why it keeps failing. It's called manifestation. Do you understand? It's called manifestation. I believe much of history has been affected by manifestation, but largely only in the last probably 50 to 80 years. Why? Because the collective consciousness could not collectively affect enough wattage through beings on the planet. They weren't informed, they weren't alarmed together at the same time to have the mental wave. If they were going to affect something, they'd have to get on a boat and the word would get passed by mouth and then by smoke signals, by stick writing, by papyrus, by goes on and on and on and on and on and on until they started doing wiretapping, you know, and then they started to create better technologies. And what happened is the different parts of the world started getting different, same impact of emotion. The emotion wave started to kind of happen, but it would sputter out because it just can you see what I'm saying? The wave of information, by the time the first wave started like a circle getting out, okay, it already cooled off here. So there was never enough wattage of the consciousness to really affect something. And then the other countries in the world where there was masses of people, India, China, whatever, they never found out. And if they did, they found out a year later sometimes. And eventually, as technology progressed, which we wanted, but there's a price to pay for stuff, okay? But it still doesn't mean that it's not worth it. You get to weigh it all out. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it, without a doubt. What turned to a year to eventually make its way around the process and the cooling process of the consciousness following behind it for all the millions of little noids, human being, collective, it started to become a wider, like, like a longer dragged out pitch that started to go. And the pitch gets wider and wider. And now the pitch is boom, and it's the whole planet resonating. Can you see it? Do you understand? When something happens now in the world, it's almost literally the entire world knows probably in 60 to 20 minutes. And it's getting faster. The technology is getting faster. They're hauling cables out in the middle of the fucking villages, out in fucking, who knows, out in Siberia. And then they're hauling out better wires. And then they're saying, we don't need fucking wires now. We can send the data instantaneous through satellite, just beam it across the planet. They just need a way to get it. Let's give it to them. So the consciousness of the planet now and information is starting to affect itself. It's evolving. It's evolving. Do you understand? What used to be just Gaia mind kind of having an effect working with the species to kind of make life happen and affect it. Do you see what I'm saying? It's evolved. Now there's this other technological advancement that's affecting it. Now, most people think that the human race is like a disease on the planet. How many people believe that? Can you raise your hand? I taught you better, didn't I? We are the evolutionary process of the planet. We are. We came from the planet, we're over the planet. Believe me, even if something tampered with our shit genetically sometime in the past, okay, believe me, we're definitely 99% of the Earth still, even if we weren't. Everything about our cellular body is devoted to the Earth in almost every single way. Do you understand? Biologically. Now, I'm not talking about the people in this room because I already showed you, I've been showing you, we're more than just what's the organic part. But the organic part has a lot of control and a lot of say in a lot of things. And a lot of influence, depending on how much control in your mind you can observe yourself. Self-awareness, blah, 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 blah. The people in the world, because fear, and by who? Who causes this fear with CERN? Tell me. Where's the big bell ringer for the negative energy that encompasses the planet? Who? Religious. Fuck yeah, they're still doing it. They're still doing it. They're still doing it to us. I almost did a little like, this is what we're getting, okay? The 2x4 right up the fucking ass. And we're like, okay, keep it coming. We're like oblivious. And the people who are ignorant and not educated are fearful. And we can't be angry at them for that. We can't be angry for that because that's our fault that they're ignorant. We could push for more education. We could push for them to have better medicine so that they could focus on education, because it's a fucking luxury if they're not dying or having to worry about some disease or trying to fucking find a way to get their fucking corn to fucking grow in a major drought. It's all interconnected. It's all interconnected. And the one thing, what did I tell you, is what God wants for this world. What is one of the things God wants for this world? What is all things? What? Wants to, exactly. Everything on the planet multiplies. And eventually the planet wants to multiply too. It's just time is different. Time is different. So we can't see it because we're the little micro life. Dying and living, dying and living, dying and living. Expanding, but dying and living, dying and living. It's you got to look at time. You're learning a lot about time now, aren't you? Your perspective of time is changing because I'm teaching you to look at things differently. There's a battle going on, and everybody, you could call it good and evil if you want. Call it whatever the frick you want. It works for me. Okay, whatever gets your consciousness, doesn't have to be specific, but it's your emotion. It's got to either be positive or it's got to be negative. Negative is always easier than doing something positive. Because positive usually takes effort. And negative is something we naturally fear, and we fear survival gets converted into very convenient kind of ways of dealing with issues. You following me? I'm starting with, you following me? It's coming now, it's coming. This is supposed to be a 2-hour, I was supposed to have the whole day off today. Work, 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 work. Necessary. Something is affecting the planet. I know that the consciousness of the planet, because it's fearful of CERN, is jacking it up. Do you understand? Science and breakthroughs in technology, because there is resistance in the collective of the Earth, is slowed. It's still moving. Thank God. It's always been moving, okay? And the idiots who slow it down are the ones who fucking use it every day. And they're ignorant. They're morons. Every time you... Hell, I'd say you use a microwave. Fuck that, fuck that. How about a gas stove? How about a fucking match in the middle of the forest? Try rubbing two sticks. And they sit there and they drive out to the woods in their truck, and they put up their tent made from technology and the fabric from technology, and it's lighter and it's stronger and it's better. And they sit there and they say, "Yeah, Billy Bob, you know that Centric's like, yeah, I don't know about that." Give me the club. Nothing stays the same. Impermanence, everything changes. Everything progresses, even God progresses. The whole universe, everything is constant. And if you fight that, I feel that you're fighting God. You're fighting evolution. You're fighting progression. You're fighting change. Do you want to remain the same? On a macro level, you better start reflecting. A lot of people, I say, you need to change. You're stuck. Oh, yeah, what's wrong, man? I said, well, how long you have the hairstyle? How long you been? Yeah, it's 30 years. I changed the color. You got to change on a micro level too. See, if you're not changing, you're not probably seeing it in the bigger picture either. And I got a problem. I got a problem with you guys. I got a problem. The problem is, you guys are getting stronger with your tonal. Your tonal's broad, you're meditating, you're getting smarter, you're plugging in. What do you think? You gotta fly around like Magneto to really have power? You've got more power than you. Listen, you ready? Let me be very, very clear. I'm going to rob a line from a brilliant, brilliant man that I have the greatest respect for as a master teacher. You ready? You can do as I can do, and even greater. Okay? There's nothing I can't do that hasn't been done before by someone, just different time era, different things, different ways, yada, yada, yada. Deal with the culture, deal with the times. Of course, they all try to kill their spiritual teachers too, so one way or the other, nothing seems to change. You guys are really... Listen, you name a spiritual... You guys have... some of you guys got a lot of information and knowledge under your belt, okay? I mean, really, in the spiritual circles... of knowledge that's out there, the schools, the teachings, what is the best of the best to be out there. I'm not saying this to be arrogant. I'm making my point, and anybody on the outside who watches this at some other school is going to be very offended, and I don't mean to be offended, I don't mean to be comparison. I need to point something out to you on your path, not somebody who's not on the same path as us or doesn't know anything about us. Don't, you know, go ahead, pass judgment, I don't give a shit. Tell me, who's got better technology spiritually than what I'm offering you. There's a reason why you're here. Now, how many of you guys have looked into at least five other paths, whether it's religion or spirituality or other teaching schools or whatever, okay? Yeah. How about 10? 10 schools out there. Really study it, not like bullshit, like, oh, you looked at it, okay? 20 years? That's right, that's my girl. That's what I was looking for. It's the reason why you're sitting here. You're no dummies. Even when I tell you, you're a dummy, you're not a dummy. Smart, smart. You recognize smart. I recognize smart. Listen, I see somebody smart, and I know they can work on my car, and they know shit I don't know. Smart, I know, okay? You know, there's a doctor, smart. Okay, I can do miracles. I can do big miracles, but I'm going to listen to what he's got to say a bit. Because he knows maybe stuff about biological bodies. I'm not an expert in the biological body. I've got more interested lately because, you know, I got a few things kind of doing some stuff and I give you time, you know, okay? I don't profess to be a healer. It's not my line. I profess to be a teacher to say, okay, I teach you what you want to specialize in and you got to work in that area if you choose. But if you're smart, you sample all the food on the table and you know what everything is. And when you decide one day I need to specialize in grapes, okay, you can pick it up real fast. You need to specialize in mashed potatoes, you can pick it up real fast and master it faster than the typical person ever could if they were in spiritual schools. You understand what I'm saying? You can adapt. You can choose any. The reason why you guys play with stuff because to entertain you, you got to learn, you're playing around, but you guys get bored with it. You're like, what's next? I heard the other day, and I talked about this the other day, as a spiritual teacher and such, and you know, they all got an interesting background. I mean, I guess I'm joining the club in some ways, but anyway. So, in either case, the point is they says, you know, he was enlightened, and I says, well, why did they decide he was enlightened? And they says, well, he parted the clouds. And I told you guys the other day. And I was like, well, okay. I got you guys cloud busting. It's not me doing it, it's you doing it. I suspect some of you guys have gotten a hell of a lot better at it than me. I can adapt real fast. So, you are meditating and you are harboring different feelings towards different things, and on the TV you hear about CERN and they're getting ready to fire it off or they're talking about it. What's going on inside of you? Stuff that you're not even necessarily paying attention to. A little fear maybe, a little concern, little something, or excitement. Which is it? Don't listen, don't try to read into what I want. I don't want yes men. I don't want yes men, go away. Give me a little debate, give me a little argument. I'm smart, I can take it, let's go, let's debate it. Okay? I'm not the kind that says, never have been, shut up, you can't talk with me, you can't challenge me, you can't do this and that, okay? And I'm not above making a mistake. But I bet you can count them over my lifetime. In this particular field, okay? Okay? So, I suspect that, and my fear is, that, and I know it because I talk to you guys, that you guys have a certain outlook on technology. You have a certain outlook on science. And you guys immediately work towards the, what I call foo-foo stuff, okay? Stuff that has not necessarily any backing behind it, except some people saying that it works, it's this, it's that, okay? And you guys are like, okay, they all say it is, it must work, it's a miracle thing, okay? But when they really look at it, it just doesn't add up under really, you know, science. But then again, you know, they look at me and they go, well, what can he do? And I'm saying, I can't do nothing. You know, there's a whole process to this whole thing. You know, you know, I think it's quantum physics. I'm going backwards. They were able to create certain circuit boards, and I think I talked about this before. And they kind of put it together, and they said, well, you know, let's do this, let's try this, and the thing would work. And then they were amazed. Why is the electron firing? We got the result where it's working. And they'd sit down and they would do the calculations to understand how it's working. And as soon as they realized it shouldn't necessarily work, it stopped working. Consciousness, reality, manifesting. Manifesting doesn't have to be what you guys selfishly always want. If I was selfish, I wouldn't have to teach no more. I got the manifestation down part. I could be doing okay, cozy somewhere. Okay? Right? Am I right? And I think you guys all know I probably could, but I choose not to, and there's reasons. And I've explained all that before, too, and how it all works. If there was a way around the system, I would have exploited it, rest assured. The point is, you following where I'm going with all of this? Okay? We have to start helping to head the helm of the planet, the consciousness. We can't just say this is the way it's going to be. We can't be interfering in such a specific way in certain things. Do you understand? It's just not right. Okay. And I think that when the whole campaign was going on for the election, you know, I really felt sometimes I really overstepped my boundaries. Now there's those who say, you know, oh no, you are absolutely right. I'm not a dummy. I think I should have maybe stepped out, but I knew what the future would be. I could see the split. And I knew that I had to speak up and say we have to vote Democrat. You have to do the Obama. We have to. Or we got big trouble with what? Science. Did you guys figure that one out? Okay, we have big problem with science. None of you guys are gonna make it to 200. You guys would be lucky. Some of you guys are lucky to be as well as you are. That's from good thinking and probably saying I don't got a problem with science. Bring it on. Okay. The consciousness of the planet is getting very strong in its evolution of its new neurosystem. Just like human beings got intelligent and separated from animals because the neurosystem in the brain grew. I've covered this, okay? And we made leaps in how we could remember, and we could remember better and faster, and we make tools and stuff and weapons, and it got better. So the neurosystem developed faster. The planet is simply just a different kind of species than we are. We're micros. So we can't really relate to it on a macro level, but we can now because we've gotten to such a point we can understand what we are, what we live on, what we exist on, what the galaxy and the universe. We're starting to understand even that. And my students are understanding the whole big fucking picture. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You can even conceive something like that. Your minds are strong. Very strong. Made from good steel. Like I said the other night, I don't make medieval swords. I make fucking katanas. Okay? You know what a katana is? Anybody know what a katana is? Kill Bill? You see Kill Bill? The movie Kill Bill? What kind of katanas I make? Anybody know? What kind do I make if I was in the movie?
Torianza.
Thank you, Jameson. That fucker made some steel, I'll tell you. He'd take his katana out, the other katanas come out, he'd go, and all the other katanas fall apart, and those katanas could cut any other steel out there. And his would cut all theirs. So in the movie, the best of the best assassins, okay, the secret societies, like the government, okay, they flew and they were like, you know, Master Blacksmith, would you make me a sword? And he's like, fuck no. I swore I'd never make another one of those. Mine kill thousands of people. I don't want to do that no more. Well, there's that prick you don't like, and I'm willing to take care of the prick because he's out killing all these other people. All right, I'll make the damn sword for you, but that's the last time. I make good katana, trust me. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but you get the idea. I make good katana. And the problem is, now I'm like, okay, a good katana. I got a lot of katanas. That's what I wanted. Bump, ow, son of a bitch, they're sharp. Ow, bump, oh shit, they're sharp. They're starting maybe to affect the grid in a way that I don't want them to necessarily affect it, but that's because I haven't explained to them what they're doing, what they're harboring inside, what they're thinking, what their thoughts are. But the fear, that their fear now is so that they can go into their wand, they can go to that place, and then they can process a thought, and then they, you know, revolve around it, and they don't realize they're throwing it out into the grid. That they're equal to hundreds of people to one of them. So I gotta be thinking, you know, are they fucking conspiracists fucking crazy? And the conspiracy theories, are they going to make everybody, all of us fucking infatuated with that? Now we got craziness and now we're afraid to do anything because, you know, everybody's a secret agent, they're out to fucking kill us from Russia. Are they, you know, obsessed with the idea that the pharmaceutical companies want to make cattle out of all the human beings? Not far from the truth, but not exactly. Not far from the truth, but not exactly. I ain't got time to sort it all out for you. But you guys got to be, you got to be responsible. I'm telling you. You all have to start being responsible because you're getting bigger toys. Like, you got to be thinking, if you get a car, you know, you better look in the rear view before you put it in reverse for you run over the neighbor's cat. Or their dog. God forbid the kid riding a little bicycle by. Because you're too busy and you're just doing your thing. You guys are plopping down, you're doing all these things, and you're thinking about me, and where I want to go, I want to get there, I want to get better at this, I want to get better at this. And you're not realizing that you're starting to know stuff kind of maybe in some ways more advanced than other parts of you, still catching up. Do you understand? Some of you guys are getting access to knowledge that you're not, you don't have someone saying, okay, you're better off learning this, or you need to master that, okay? And you always got the fool that says to the wiser person, don't talk to me that way, don't do this and that, yeah, I know better, yeah, I'm going to do what I want you. Fine, fuck off. You have to start being more aware and more conscious about certain decisions because we're beginning to affect the grid. And that's a fucking good thing. But it's a bad thing. If we're irresponsible, then we don't deserve it. I might as well just do myself in and get off the rock already because I feel responsible. I didn't raise good children. I didn't raise good students. I didn't raise wise students. What do you want for your kids? You want them to be dummies? Like I said the other day, no. You want them to be smart, wise, not suckers. I don't want suckers. I want smart students. I want my students now to multiply. No matter how hard we try, no matter how much work we do, there'll never be enough of us. There'll never be enough Jedi. There'll never be enough of us. So you want to be lazy about it, be lazy about it. It's up to you. If we lose, we lose. Okay? If you're doing fucking laundry in a creek because fucking all shit goes fucking crazy, don't blame me. Blame you. That was funny shit. You getting my drift? We also have another responsibility, what we're here for. Why I'm here. Why I chose to come when I came. Why I chose to reach a certain adulthood and a certain level. Because I don't think you guys would have listened to me at 20. I don't know if you guys would listen to me at 30. There's ego. There's like, who the hell is this little shit? I had to leave a few gray hairs in there for you guys. You know, I'm starting to get proud of them. Subconsciously, you see the gray hairs in my age, and you guys are like, maybe he knows a few things. I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you the truth. I'll take my little toddler students who've been learning from me for 4 years, okay? 4 years. Well, five maybe. It depends. As long as they're good students. But most of them, here, yeah, sure. Okay, well, some are a little bit new, a little bit green, with all due respect. But I have a feeling they're going to sharpen up real fast. Katana's hot. All we have to do is cool it and pound it out a few more times. Got it? And I'll put you in the room with the other, whatever their best shit is. Okay? Haul it out. And you know, you don't have, like I said, you don't have to know all these crazy other, you know, deep Vedic teachings, whatever. Well, we're not from India, but we understand the same thing. Do you understand? We understand the same things. It's a matter of breaking it all down. Already there. I guarantee you there's a rumble in the room with my little babies, okay? One of them, okay? With their 20-year under the belt fucking sumo wrestler. I'll be picking my teeth yawning, okay? Because I know my guy's going to come out, okay? Maybe a little brushed up, but they're going to be the one that comes out. Now, if I send in one of my elite, well, it's going to be in, out. And I'm going to say, what did you do in there? Well, I took care of the job. I said, did you even walk in and shut the door fully? No. Not necessary. That's how confident I am. I'm more confident in you than you are. But I'm a dummy. I'm a dummy. I'm probably not right about it. I'm probably not right about you guys. This is how we have to start unifying. And I'm asking you for one meditation a month. One of your meditations in a month. I'll get the more demanding later when I decide what the deal is. And I want you to do a feels like on MIT, on NASA, on even the pharmaceutical companies, believe it or not. Because they got the money and they're developing crazy shit. So we're going to help them out. But we're going to fix their asses, trust me, in the end. Okay? I got a plan, don't worry. Okay? But you understand, sometimes we have to help something that we don't necessarily agree with. Do you get what I'm saying? But I'll give you a different way. It's how you look at it, how you can cope with it, okay? And just because I tell you so doesn't mean you should be okay. I'll just do whatever, you know, I know some of you guys would, okay? I would never do that. I'm the man with the plan, okay? I'm the man with the plan. I didn't say, oh, look at all this problem in the world, okay? And say, well, there it is. You guys should meditate and that's it. No, I'll be very specific what you guys need to do, as I always am. You can't point out a problem and be like, I'm the smart guy. Look, there's the problem, okay? And just be like, well, what the fuck is the solution, you know, genius? Genius? 20 minutes once a month, I'm asking you. Instead of meditating on the universe, which you have to do. You have to do, okay? I don't want you overdoing. I mean, you want to do a little bit more, fine. But you got to keep your kung fu in action. But every so often, you got to go kick some ass for me, okay? That's my deal. That's my request. And the ass kicking I need you to do is I need you to protect with your consciousness, the negative consciousness that's permeating places like CERN, permeating like places that are really strong developmental epicenters of the planet. That they need to get the static that's causing the problems, okay? And it's slowing them down to kind of, if we could cut 10%, and 10%, in 10 years, I can virtually promise you the quality of your life because of technology and medicine. I can't say you're going to live to 100, but I could say there's going to be a big difference. And maybe you will. But there's a lot of other stuff in play because there's population concerns, there's this and that. What if we all live to 100? It's going to be a huge explosion, yada, yada, yada. Listen, they will say to us, we've developed this technology. If you want the technology, you want the shot, it's going to be like, oh, well, look, we're getting a computer chip in our arm, it's going to be Satan. Okay, listen, sociological programming, you're all a product of it, you don't even know it. Okay, you're made fearful already as shit that you don't even follow the path on. You're all worried about getting stamped in the head by such and such. This is all 80s, 1980s crap mentality thinking. Damien, okay? All this crap. If we keep suppressing it, we're not going to... We have to be cautious. We have to be mindful. We have to be aware. We can't make big... But we have to let... We can't constantly let this old... Schools constantly suppress the technology from developing. Does everybody understand that? There are darker forces that literally understand this, and they willfully, like I'm telling you to meditate to counter it, they willfully suppress it. Do you understand? The dark side willfully suppresses. That's not our only job, but it's an important one that we have to take in consideration. So you want to think of these places, and you want to use a feels-like on them. You want to use a feels-like on these places, okay? So that you can begin to do a simulation. You're going to assimilate this MIT. You're going to assimilate NASA. You're going to assimilate whatever you guys can kind of do a little research on your own. Find a breast cancer research center for breast cancer. Find, you know, isolate your mind to start looking at stuff like, where's that cutting edge research for breast cancer going on? Look at the pictures. I mean, the internet is an awesome tool for you to just, all you have to do is get a few pictures and get a feels like for it. Your mind is already connected into the grid. It's starting to already be there while you're here. Do you understand? And then you do a feels like, you simulate, and then you start doing your damn manifestation on it. And what are you going to manifest? You're manifesting for breakthrough technology, breakthrough understanding, breakthrough comprehension of how to fix the problem. And you're going to feel like, what does it feel like to feel that success, that breakthrough? And that's how God, the universe, is going to understand what you want, and it's going to say, okay, I'll put it there. Get it? Oh, please don't sleep on me. That's fucking brilliant. How are we going to heal the world? That's the broadest mechanism, the most permanent mechanism. Instead of the old system of go to where all the lepers are and in their village and exercise them and start curing them. Well, that was good for a localized area, but we've evolved dramatically. It was right for then, but now we have to adapt to a bigger picture. And we need bigger guns. And you guys need to cruise, you know, you need to cruise into these places. You need to sit down, do your research, choose one, talk to a few of your buddies and say, okay, we're going to do a midnight run. The rebels are on the job. You guys ready? You guys going to work with me? Sure, yeah, what time? Okay, sure, here's the location. That's where we're hitting. Do you see what I'm saying? And you love bomb the place, but it's not love. You can't just be like, you have to know your... What? You want me to stop?
No.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, good. Well, yeah, they're worried I'm going to scream at them later on tonight. So you got your ass covered. I'll find a way around it to yell at you still. Don't worry. Okay. So, it's so true, too. It's terrible. Anyway. Did you get the technology? For those of you guys who have that knowledge from me, do you see how it all stacks and you can line it up and you can move it around? It's fucking genius. We literally can gauge our progress by literally watching the same source that affects the globe, whether it be on the internet or TV. Watch what, if we do this, watch what happens in the next 6 months. Now, I'm not saying CERN fire would be, was successful because of us, okay? What I'm saying is watch the accumulation of all of these things starting to come out with all these breakthroughs. And they're going to say, well, we've come up with a new vaccine for malaria. We've come out with a new thing for cancer. We were able to cure this type of cancer, now that type of cancer, now that type. We're able to isolate it and keep it down, okay? Back to what I was going to say, I lost track there. I caught up. You know, I got all these different timelines going in my head, so I had to grab the one where I was talking about what happens when they come up with something to extend your life. And they don't want you to extend your life because they're worried because the overpopulation of the world, right? I didn't finish, did I? Because that's a big concern, right? It is a concern. They can say, if you want the shot in your arm, we've got to make it so that you can't have more than one kid. You have to agree because we have to look at the world. And as soon as we can get off the planet and you can go colonize and you can breed all you want because that's what we're going to want. But we need to make it all work. So we need to it's not that we want to suppress life, but we have to be responsible and look at the planet and understand what the ecosystem can support so that we're going to become healthier. We're going to start running around more and the planet's going to feel a lot smaller. Okay, so we better work on how we're going to expand out or how... I'll tell you the real solution. The real solution isn't space for the immediate future for the next few hundred years. Okay? Anybody know where it is? Come on, it's really easy. The ocean. 75% on average of the world mass is ocean. If we can do some cool shit under the ocean and create vast cities with eco-gardens underneath the ocean and all sorts of crazy stuff, I mean, you're talking... You get the nanobots to build it and then all that. I mean, it's vast, it's huge. You'd never even know you were underwater. You even have projection screens up there that would be so pixelated perfect, it would look like a sunny day with birds flying by, but we'll have real birds flying around underneath the ocean with us. No, everybody's saying, I don't know if I want to live under the ocean, but I'll check it out. Sounds cool. You'll be glad to do it. When the meteorite or some shit hits the planet and the temperature of the planet runs up to 130 degrees on an average day, I guarantee it won't look so bad to live under the ocean then, will it? You'll be really glad for the technology. Do you see now about how we have to utilize our skills? And listen, I don't want any rebels getting clever on other issues, because they think that this secret society over here, or the government here, and we're going to, you know, this is who I think is the trouble, so we're going to go and do our thing there, okay? Not with my permission. Not. Because I'm smarter and I'm more knowledgeable than you. You're going to have to trust my wisdom, or you can go your own way and do your own thing. I don't have a problem. See you later. Does everybody understand that? When I have time next year, next wherever, where we're going to certainly have air conditioning, Mr. Robinson... Okay, listen, Mexico air conditioning, reasonably affordable, Robinson, let's go to the earthy place without the air conditioning and the giant cockroaches that fly at you. Robinson. Yeah, I know, yeah. That's the problem, you skinny little shit. Anyway, so... But I love Kalani, don't get me wrong, it has its magic. The magic starts usually for me at about 7 or 8 o'clock when the temperature begins to drop. Then it's a wonderful place. But I found a secret location, and I ain't telling you where it is. No, because then I go there and you guys take over. And I sit down and you're like, why is the sky fucking blue? Where'd God come from? And I'm just like, Because I have to give. Do you understand? I have to give. I can't help it. You ask, I give. You want my heart, I'll rip it out and give it to you. It's fucked up programming. I don't know what the hell the problem is. Okay? So, there it is. So, you understand, for those of you, I told you, this is for the advanced students, and if you don't understand it, then you need to talk to somebody here who could probably teach it to you. If you can't afford it, get a second job, okay? Because if it was spiritual schools, they would make you build walls, dig holes, and you get to sit outside the monastery, and you're lucky if you get to come in to do, they teach you one thing, to read and write a prayer. And you wait 10 years doing all this busing. Okay, that's how they keep the place going, so they can, you know. This is just modern times, it's all it is. I'm going to go over the plan again. You go on the internet, or you look at the newspaper, you look at whatever, pick up a science journal while you're at Barnes & Noble, while you're looking at Home & Garden, for Christ's sake, or whatever the hell it is you look at, Brody's Broncos 4x4s. Okay, look at the science thing. Look at what they're saying for what they're working on and how close they are. Sit down at the coffee shop and start just read it, familiarize. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to get it. Start off with Discover Magazine. Okay? It's fairly easy stuff, but I mean, I understand it can be boring for you guys. Fine. Look at the picture, pick up a few words, and just be like, okay, look, they're working on breast cancer, they're doing all these good things, they're working on polio, they're working on Alzheimer's, they're working on, they're on the verge, they're trying to, they almost think they got it. Choose that, and choose then in your meditation, take the magazine, put the picture down in front of you, put the DVD, put it on whatever channel that you TiVo'd on the subject, that they show the research center, whatever you need to do. Start doing it feels like. Let your mind go there. Imagine. Blow the fucking planet out of your mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Imagine. Put yourself there. You guys have the mind power. Trust me. And then see them like you're a holographic and see that environment. It doesn't have to be exact. It doesn't have to be the table in the wrong or right place. It doesn't have to be even... So the technician didn't turn out to be a little Asian guy that was bald with little glasses that was brilliant, okay? It turned out to be a genius that happened to be a black Afro-American lady, okay? It don't matter. What matters is the universe understands emotion. It's the universal language. Everything I taught you, everything has a code, everything has a programming. Do you understand? Right, right. Think about your lessons.
So create the feels like, understand that environment. Look at the pictures, look at try to associate with that. Choose whatever you're passionate about. Choose something that somebody in your family's ill with and you want to help them. Do it for them then. And you go there, and you project the feeling of a successful breakthrough. You feel the pride of how that would feel, the excitement. You kind of go through the whole little micro movie role. You just compress it down to a 30-second movie. You see it in your field, you feel the excitement. You create an imaginary breakthrough
as well as you can formulate how it would kind of go down. The pride of being that scientist that had the breakthrough, the moment of his discovery, how he sees and he feels it, how like, oh my God, this is it. I can feel it. I'm not even there. And then you take all this, and you go, this is what we need. And God goes, that's really how it works. Not exactly, but that's all you need to understand. Okay? It feels like it's manifestation. It's the things I've taught you, the important things. That's what I want you to do. All I'm asking for out of you. Your month schedule, not your week schedule, not your day schedule, not just 20 minutes for 1 month. If you can give me more, it's up to you, but I don't go crazy with it, okay? And some of you guys are connected. Do some rebel teamwork. Now, there's a lot of stuff to be concerned about that crosses my mind right away. It's stuff, this animal research and whether it's right or wrong. Look, I love animals. I have a dog. I've had a cat. It broke my heart when he passed away a few years when I was going right in the middle of the major part of my crisis. My cat ended up dying over a three-day process, and I could not intervene because I've already intervened who knows how many times. You understand? I love my cat. But if we don't do research in animals, we've got a big problem. That's a hard decision. A lot of it's a hard decision. Forget just animals. There's a lot of other subject categories. It's how you want to look at it. It's just like whether you're wrestling with technology or not. I'll give you two things, okay? And then you decide in your heart how you want to look at it, okay? And then you decide what you want to do, okay? Some people have a problem with CERN. Remember those future worlds? Remember how awesome? Wait till tomorrow night, okay? Think of the quality of life. Think about space exploration. Think of all that, okay? Well, if you don't want CERN, you better believe that they all had a CERN at some point, and they too had to take that option to get to where they are to figure out things, how it works so they could do it. You get that now? You understand? The future people, the spacecraft, alien technology, all of that, they all in their civilization had to go through a CERN at some point and take a risk. They were just as scared and nervous and looking at it as we are. And maybe they got obliterated and the whole planet got sucked up. You know what? Probably nobody really knows about it because they all fucking are gone and they moved on to their next dimensional life. And if not, they're into the galactic mind. The second one. Animals. A hard decision because you look at them and you're like, oh, that's fucked up. That's fine. They always show them in the cages. They always show them in these situations that just kind of suck, these sterile environments. Okay? Well, it sucks. It absolutely sucks. But you know something? Somebody has to decide. Okay? If you don't want it, you're going to probably slow technological advancement by 20 or 30 years. Forget about living to 200. Forget about curing cancer. Forget about that. Some of it still might have breakthrough, whatever, okay? And there's been a breakthrough recently. They can now clone, or not clone, but they can take, I think it's apes, I believe, or monkeys, and they can actually give them the body system, more or less, the ecosystem of a human being. And the problem is it was a differentiation, so when they would try to test stuff, it doesn't mean that it always worked for us, so it just slows and progressing down. So now it sounds like craziness and it's effed up. I agree in a certain way, okay, but I'm gonna give you the alternative and you decide, okay? You decide. We decide. We decide. You decide, we decide. It's a collective, it's singular. So they can test on it and they can have faster breakthroughs. Okay, and if you have an issue with it, after I kind of show you what the other option is, if you're going to do a rebel move on it, okay, don't shut it down. If God, it's a terrible thing to ask because I understand things you don't understand at this point. Then what I want is I want a better quality of life for the animals that are tested on, and I want better circumstances they're tested under, which is less harmful, or they have to spend the money to at least put them out or do something before they do certain things, or you know what I'm saying? Or the technology advances. I want it to get past the stage we have to use animals, and then we have to use it. But sometimes it's almost a necessary evil, okay? And we don't want, there's so many things in life that we look the other way. The other option is we allow what we've seen to continue because we don't want to harm little animals and monkeys that we relate to. We're like, you guys, deal with it. We're working on other ways to solve the problem. We're going to help you out, but we're going to work other ways around it because we don't want to hurt the monkey. Yeah, we know your mouth is rotting out. And we know your eyeballs are coming out. We know that you got your children is dying in your hands and your baby is dying. We know, but hold on, we'll get there. We're working on it, but we could get there faster. But we don't want to use animals or anything else because we value them more than you guys. Do you understand? What is the choice? What is the choice we make? What is the who do we choose? Which do we choose? The hard decisions have to be made, and as spiritual people, we don't want to harm nothing. Some of us have trouble squishing a bug. It's true. I mean, even I do. I'm like, shoo it out. I get up to the point where I like grab it. I'm like, okay, no, I'm going to flush it down the toilet. It's still alive, and somehow it's going to be in the pipe work, and it'll pop out somewhere. It's going to be okay. I mean, if the thing is I have to watch my consciousness, okay? Because in my consciousness, I got to do this real fast so I don't stay there on it. But where I live, not far from there, I kind of go past there. Is the Animal Research Center. You know, the other day I heard that these small monkeys got loose. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, good for them. Run, run, run! Watch out for the cars. But I sit there and I just want to envision really quick. All the cages open up and they're free. They're free. Run, okay? The birds are all playing. It looks like the animal the guy when he had all the animals come out and stuff, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I want. But I also have to, you know what I'm saying? And it rips me up. It rips me up. It's brutal. And then other people come up with other options. Just like another thing that pisses me off. Stem cell research. What the fuck is the holdup? Okay, come on. Who here is not for stem cell research? Who here has a problem with them taking it from an embryo that's passed? It's dead. You know, they can take... I'm signed up as an organ donor. How many of you guys are? Good shit. Make me proud. Make me proud. Good. I'm an organ donor. It don't work. Oh, I shut it off. My own fault. I'm an organ donor. Okay? I wrestled with it, of course. You know, and I was like... Come on. If you want it, it's going to make you live another 10, 20, 30, whatever it is. By all means, listen, I'm willing to do it. Why should I stop after I'm dead? Sort it all out, you know, ship it off to four directions and do what you need to do with it. Maybe I'm lucky and it'll go to a white cell. Just one piece, I hope. And then you know what will happen. Yeah, you guys all want the peace, I know. Anyway, so, you know, I mean, it kills me. It just kills me. It kills me. I don't, you know, so, you know, that's why I got behind what I got behind. Okay, election-wise, you get what I'm saying? It wasn't just about money. It wasn't about who could do just the best budget, because they all go to smart people. You don't think they're sitting there figuring it out? That's all I want. I'm done for the night. You know the game plan. Rebels, get your shit together and just do what I ask you to do. Is that's all I'm asking for what I've given, okay? I don't know if it's too much to ask, but that's what I'm asking. If you don't want to do it, don't do it, okay? I'll still be doing my rebel runs as I have been for 20, 30 years. Good night.